Some Massachusetts farmers have banded together to address a shortage of places to take livestock for processing. For years, the state has had just two USDA-certified slaughterhouses. WBUR's Andrea Shea reports on how a new one opening in Westport is helping to meet the needs of the local food movement.
For 7 years, Elizabeth Frary and her husband have been running a pasture-raised livestock farm in Dartmouth.
Hi, pigs! So these are the big guys. The farm joke is this is pig paradise because their fence goes all the way back into that woods right there. And these guys are like wild hogs.
These pigs spend their days freely foraging for grass and insects at Copacut Farms until it's time for the Frarys to take them to be slaughtered and butchered.
Clearly, slaughtering is not anyone's favorite part of the job, but it's something that we try to be very cautious and careful and educated about.
Frary says the way her animals are handled also matters to her customers. While the Frarys have been satisfied with Adams Farm, a family-owned slaughterhouse in Athol, it's a two-hour trip to get there.
Transporting is always something that can cause quite a bit of stress on animals. So the idea of having a USDA slaughtering facility that is keeping humane standards in mind, that's huge for the South Coast.
What we're looking to do is to create something as an alternative to the industrialized meat system. Small scale, I think this is an interesting model.
Andy Burns is president of the Livestock Institute of Southern New England, the nonprofit behind the processing plant and retail shop called Meatworks in Westport, which is only about 20 minutes from the Frary's farm. Burns relates to the pig farmer's plight.
Our family raises grass-fed Hereford beef in Dartmouth.
Burns says more than 7 years ago, he and a group of fellow livestock farmers and food advocates started dreaming of building a better slaughterhouse. Now Burns is taking visitors on a tour through the clean, brightly lit industrial space. He describes how cattle, pigs, sheep, and goats will be guided from pens in a barn outside into the facility through a system of chutes.
One for the small animals and one for the big animals that go into what's called the knock box, which is where the animals are stunned.
Burns says demand is being fueled by the rise of the local food movement. The group designed their new model to up the bar on slaughterhouse food safety standards, advanced monitoring systems, and transparent relationships with farmers. There's also educational programming. Executive Director Gina Mavuli is in charge of developing conferences, classes, and apprenticeships to address issues in the industry.
There's a lack of knowledge on meat cutting, meat quality, on the farmer end and on the consumer end, you know, at really educating consumers on the difference between a local grass-fed animal and what you see in the supermarket.
Mavuli says the operation will help bring back something that's been lost over generations.
There used to be a network of slaughterhouses dotting the country that has been consolidated over the last 50-plus years. That has been consolidated into major packers, primarily located out west. And the East Coast is left with very limited resources for small producers.
The new slaughterhouse is being billed as an animal welfare-focused slaughter and processing facility. COO Amado Baeza has seen the gamut over his 30 years in the business.
We have solid-sided chutes wherever the animals are going to be moved so that they don't have any distraction, you know, and they move easily without stress.
Solid-sided chutes are one of the design elements recommended by an expert who's helped transform animal handling systems around the country.
I'm Temple Grandin. I am professor of animal science at Colorado State University.
Grandin has worked to create systems that decrease livestock suffering. She says certain things are a must.
You have to have non-slip flooring. That is absolutely essential. Because if you have an animal in the stun box and the floor is slippery, he'll be sliding around and getting all agitated. You also have to have management that cares.
An animal's last moments are crucial, Grandin says, because stress affects meat quality. She recommends reducing visual distractions, keeping chutes lit, and well-designed stun boxes.
They just walk in, shut the door, bang, it's done. Things are done right. That's the way it works.
I would never support a slaughterhouse as being humane. Nothing humane happens in a slaughterhouse. Animals go in there alive and they come out chopped into pieces, and people act like something humane happened along the way.
Dominique Rosala leads Boston Animal Save, an animal rights group that's been protesting at the new slaughterhouse. Some locals in Westport have also petitioned against the Livestock Institute. Dartmouth farmer Elizabeth Frary understands their concerns.
It's something I struggle with. It's really hard to communicate, certainly to folks that are really strongly adverse to meat and the slaughtering of animals, why I'm okay with raising these animals and having them processed.
Walking through the wooded field where her pigs grow up, she adds it's a farmer's responsibility to give livestock the best life possible, up until the very end.
I'm so proud of the lives that our animals have. I just think it's so great that we spend so much time caring for these animals on farms like ours.
And Frary believes the more we as a society talk about how meat makes it to our plates, the better. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.